entering the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. Welcome, Arizona homeowners, to your Saturday morning tradition. This Saturday, we're talking concrete, the building product of choice for anyone in Arizona or anywhere in the world that wants low maintenance. Now, concrete in the past has been kind of ugly, and I don't know how the salt finish of the 80s and 70s ever got popular, where they would pour salt on the finish and trowel it in, and the salt would dissolve, and you'd be left with all these pits and potholes. Never like that. They're always dirty and impossible to clean. And maybe that's why I always didn't like it, because the front entrance of one of Rosie's offices had that, and you'd have to stand there with what felt like forever with the power washer to get it Rosie clean for all of the people that would visit his office. He didn't want a dirty entrance. But anyway, that's all in the past. We're going to talk about the new industry of decorative concrete coating. I don't say new, but probably it's become more popular in the last 15 to 20 years. When I started in the construction in the 80s, I hardly ever saw it anywhere. You would see the FHA red that was required to be put into concrete in the 50s when you to get a VA loan, had to have this red dye in it. And that was my idea of decorative concrete, but it's a little different. And to talk about this topic, we've brought John Thrice of Arrowhead Decking into the conversation. John, how long have you been doing decorative concrete?
I've been doing concrete coatings for about 22 years here in the Valley. Started in California and then brought it out here and been doing it ever since high school.
Since high school, that was my next question. How did you get into it? What out of high school got you turned on to the decorative concrete coating?
My roommate at the time, he was able to go to work every day wearing sweats and dirty shoes, and I was ironing my clothes and selling cars, so it was very appealing to be able to leave the house without ironing anything. So I joined him and was an apprentice for years doing waterproofing out there.
Interesting. And so you've now relocated and you've been in Arizona?
Yeah, for about 22 years here in Arizona. There was an anti-growth moratorium put on the whole area where I lived in California. So we came out here because Phoenix was booming and plenty of work, and been busy ever since.
I'm going to say there's probably more than one person listening that can relate to that.
Yeah, I think so too.
If you'd like to join the conversation or talk about decorative concrete, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And someone listening may not know that you're a candidate. One of the other trends that I see is people going away from the cool decking side. That was put on every pool that was built for 30 years was cool deck. But y'all, looking at your portfolio, y'all have done a lot of exterior work and replacement of cool decking.
Yeah, originally there was just plain cool deck, and you can pick maybe two colors, tan or gray. And then now with the acrylic system that's out there, you can have any color under the sun, any texture, any pattern. There's lots and lots of different things that we do with that same cement that achieves a surface that's 40% cooler than a concrete surface or a tile surface or brick or stone. Those are all considerably warmer to the feet. So out here in Arizona, everybody wants to be able to go out and enjoy the backyard. So putting this surface down makes it cooler. And then just all the different ways that we can put it down gives you unlimited patterns
and colors.
The style
options. It's not just that same look that every other pool has. You can
right.
do something specific to your own taste or style.
Yeah,
or
we still offer.
Or you've moved into a postmodern home,
right.
something to match that home style.
Yeah, we still offer the conventional texture, and everyone gets to pick whichever color they want. And now we can texture it to make it look like tile or stone, or we have some really cool things out there now that we're texturing it to look like stone. But working in numerous colors and swirling them all together with liquids and resins and kind of coming up with a faux marble type look, and then putting a couple coats of clear coat on that. And we always put in a non-slip additive to make sure that it's safe around pools for people running and getting out of the pool when they're wet. So.
And what I love about concrete is you can't go to many other building products that are 30 years old and put a different style to it. You've got to completely tear it out and start over. If it's been maintained and it hasn't had a lot of breakdown either from moisture or getting smashed from moving heavy objects. And even then, it can be repaired or restored and built upon. It's just such a long-lasting product. In pool applications, do you ever have to run into special considerations with just the years of chemicals that have been splashed upon it from the water and the chlorine?
Yeah, actually, we're finding out that with the increase in saltwater pools, that it is not great for our acrylic systems. I'll go in on a pool deck and I'll just see complete deterioration all the way around the pool, you know, 6 inches to a foot and a half back. And the first question I ask, is this a saltwater pool? And usually the answer is yes. Some of them have gone back to chlorine for that reason. And then some people, you just can't talk them out of their saltwater system. So we tell them we can put our acrylic system over this after we remove the damaged system. But we don't have the 20, 30 years experience to know how long it's going to last with the salt. There are some things that we've found that we can do. We can grind off the old surface, put down an epoxy, a two-component epoxy, and then throw sand into that. So that gives us a nice surface to bite to mechanically. And then we can put our acrylics over that. And we've had good success with that, but still not as long of a proven record as I'd like to see.
And on top of that, when you said sand, I was thinking, oh, for traction around the pool. But that's not – that's for traction – for the acrylic to bond.
Yeah, that's just for me to have a primer and then a mechanical bite for my acrylic to bite into that epoxy and stick.
Interesting. And then on top of that, on the patterning and everything, is that a slick surface I need to be concerned about? Cool deck, it isn't exactly a super slick surface, but or slip resistant. Is there anything in the acrylic coatings we can do to add a texture to it for a little bite?
Well, when we do the acrylic lace texture, which is, you know, commonly known as the cool deck type texture, that is pretty rough enough to not put a non-slip additive into it. But when we do these other surfaces with the heavy-duty clears, we put a non-slip additive into the clear, which is kind of looks like a sugar or a salt, and we throw it into the clear. You can't see it, but you can feel it. It feels like sandpaper, which is kind of what you want. You don't want people slipping and falling.
And moving in from the pool and cool decking, let's go to the patio. There's how many gray patio slabs do you think are in Arizona right now?
Way too many. When I see them, I just can't stand it, because I look at it and I say, oh my gosh, this is why I'm in business, is so we don't have to look at stuff like this, you know. So we offer them either the same surface that's around the pool, or we can offer something a little different on the patio. A lot of people use their patios as kind of a hangout where they entertain and maybe do dinners and stuff. So we like to do something kind of fancy on the patios. And if they choose to do something simple around the pool, like our basic lace pool deck texture, right there at the covered patio is a great place to break it apart and do something different. We can also put a border around the pool that complements the covered patio. Or if you have a gazebo area or a barbecue area, you can mix and match your fancy textures, whether they're stone or slate or tile, and kind of do a half and half mix with the lace texture. They kind of complement each other nicely.
And slate's really nice. There's a lot of slate throughout the state. So if you're in an area, New River has a lot of slate that you can match to your surrounding territory. That get that same look, but a much more durable product than slate itself. Slate's very brittle, requires a ton of sealant on it to keep it from getting stained by wine if you're out entertaining on the patio. I know red wine is the they use that to test products on carpets, on countertops, on everything, because that is a very difficult product to remove. But you've got a lot of also your patio furnitures and dragging that metal across the slate that can damage it, but on one of these much more durable concrete products, you've got that resistance.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll actually remove carpet or tile from the covered patio, and then we can install a surface that either has a pattern like tile or stone, or we can make it all one big solid piece. And a lot of times we'll have the customer actually go to the tile store and pick out a tile that they like, and we'll match it, but we'll match it in a faux system with using our colors and our resins and a little bit of artistic capabilities. We can take a look at what they want it to look like overall and play with a bunch of colors and make it happen.
Now we move to the interior of the home. Let's start in the kitchen. A lot of water. You never see carpet in the kitchen because mm-hmm. you've got food products, and it's not something anyone would ever put in the kitchen area. But you see a lot of tile, and one thing I hear is, well, I don't want concrete. That's too hard. Well, it's not really any harder than the tile you're walking on. It's there now.
Yeah, and tile can crack and chip if you drop a heavy pot. You're going to get some damage. If you have a crack running through your concrete that's underneath your tile, that can make the tiles hollow. And so a lot of times we'll come into a kitchen, pull up all the tile or the wood, and get down to the actual concrete. There is usually some damage underneath there if we're having to remove the thin set. So especially if we pull up carpet, there's
all the
divots
tack holes
from exactly. So all that stuff needs to be filled if you're going to be doing a nice, cool system in there. So we usually do a coat or two with our polymer modified cement to get it flat, and then we start with our decorative stuff
on that. It gives you a new clean surface to start on.
Yeah, we put everything down in white, and it just creates a new palette for us to mix our colors with. I've done blues, I've done reds and yellows. We can do anything since we're starting with white.
You know, when I did my first polymer floor, I got done in that white. I thought, man, that looks so pretty. I was hesitant to even stain it. I was like, I should just seal this as it is. But we ended up doing a very rust color to the house. But when we get back, I have this stack of emails from our homeowners that have wrote in when they saw the topic, along with Bob in Sedona, who wants to talk about it in his craft room, and Allison in Glendale wants to talk about the average price of this for the decking around her pool. And we've got an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348 if you have any questions about concrete coatings.